Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, halabashito to boshanda rabaki. Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise you, Jesus. How did I get here? As he stands and he ponders in the prison yard, as he looked through the fence with barbed wire. How did I get here? Sentence, 24 years in prison. How did I get here? I wonder if that's what my brother asked himself when the judge sentenced him to 24 years in prison. Have you ever asked yourself or looked at your child and said, how did we get here? Well, I could tell you why my brother got there. He refused to turn the other cheek. He draw his weapon, it wasn't a gun, and used his knife to defend himself and took two lives. How did I get here? Many of us this morning love Resurrection Sunday. In fact, I thought you guys would have been even jumping more because I've seen some Super Bowl when the victory is won. I see how they gallivant and how they raise their hands and how they shout. But before the resurrection, there's things that happen to get him there. We want the resurrection life, but we don't want the things that get us there. If Jesus was to ask himself that question, how did I get here? He is on the cross, nails in his hands and his feet, thorns on his head, straps on his back. How did I get here? Well, I want to tell you how to get to the resurrection life. Because before you can live the resurrection life, you have to follow Christ. The resurrection journey did not start on the road to Calvary. That is not where it started. Christ's resurrection journey started at creation. In fact, before creation, Ephesians 1 And verse 3 and 4 says, praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realm with every spiritual blessing in Christ, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world. Before the world even was created, the resurrection life started. You see, we have this sense that the resurrection life is all about the 3 days after he spent in hell receiving the keys. But no, the resurrection life started before the beginning of creation. Some of us are waiting this morning to live a resurrected life when we see Christ. But you need to be living the resurrection life now. I'm excited this morning. I don't know about you. How did it start? It started because Jesus had a desire to do the will of the Father. Let me ask you this question. Do you want to do the will of the Father? Be careful what you ask for. Because he says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God gave his Son. His Son walked in obedience. To live the resurrection life, we have to do the will of the Father. Amen. Jesus said to his parents, and I like how King James puts it. After they lost their 12-year-old, some of us would have been, defects would have been coming around. They lost their 12-year-old son, couldn't find him. They didn't even know he wasn't there. Couldn't find him, and they went searching, and they found him in the temple, and he says, do you not know that I must be about Father's business? To live the resurrected life, you must be about your Father's business. When I went to college, that was my verse. Every time I wrote a letter, I would put it at the bottom, about my Father's business. Jesus said, I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees the Father doing. Because whatever the Father does, the Son does also. Are you guys ready to live the resurrected life? You see, some of us this morning, we want the victory of the resurrection, but we don't want the suffering. For Jesus to get to the resurrection, he had to humble himself. Wait. Hold on. We're talking about God. We're talking about the Messiah. We're talking about the one who spoke creation into being. And in order for him to get to the resurrection life, he had to humble himself. Philippians 2 and verse 5 said, have this mind among yourself what was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God something to grasp, but emptied himself by taking on the form of a servant. Oh, no. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, took on the form of a servant. He took on the form of a servant. Being born in the likeness of man and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Some of us want the resurrection life. We want to celebrate in resurrection. We want the empty tomb, but we don't want to do what it takes to get there. And it takes becoming a servant, emptying yourself, humbling yourself. We have too much pride. But Jesus, in order to get to the resurrection, humbled himself. John chapter 13 and verse 3. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given him all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. And he laid his outer garments and took up a towel, tied it around his waist, and he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. Verse 12. When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right to do so, for I am. For if then your Lord and teacher have washed your feet, you also have to wash one another's feet." Jesus humbled himself and became a servant. I don't know if you get in the picture. I don't know if you understand the picture. It's like if the President of the United States was to walk through that door right now and wash your feet. How would you feel? The President. I mean the President. Let's forget about Trump. Some of you don't like him. Let's try Reagan. Let's try a president you really liked. I hear everybody like Reagan. Well, a lot of people. Not everybody. He walks in. How would you feel? Unworthy. I could just imagine how the disciples feel. Some of them probably wanted to say the same thing that Peter said. Because I could imagine being in that place, and I know here is Jesus, the man who'd been working miracles, casting out demons, walking on water. Now he wants to wash my dirty, stinky feet. And guess what? The president would be washing some clean feet. That's if you took a shower this morning. Our feet would be clean, but back in that day, they wear sandals, open toe, dusty roads. Who knows? They may have stepped in some donkey poop. And here's Jesus, takes off his outer garments, put on a towel, and kneels down and wash their feet. I mean, I would have been right there with Peter. And I said, no, Lord, I should be washing your feet. But Jesus showed us an example that we need to be servants. Some of us want to live the resurrected life, but we think we're better than everybody else. In order to get to the resurrected life, we have to follow in the shoes of Jesus Christ. All right. Jesus walked in obedience. We read it in that text. He walked in obedience. I don't know if you all understand what obedience means. I could tell you a little bit about obedience. You know why? I have lived a lifestyle like nobody else has lived, according to me. And my flesh have desires that is not godly. But every day, I walk in obedience, no matter what the flesh cries for. The flesh is crying, and I said, I have to walk in obedience. My daughter asked me, I was driving to school one day, taking her to school, and she had friends, was asking her questions, and she asked, she said, Daddy, how did you come out of the gay lifestyle? How is it? And I turned to her and I said, I choose to walk in obedience. Some of us want God to come and give us some kind of antidote. See, I like it when I go to the doctor and he gave me a pill and my blood pressure comes down and I don't have to do anything. I just take the pill. Some of us want to live like that. That is not obedience. You want God to come and give you a miracle. God already have done his miracle for you. He died on the cross. You have his Holy Spirit in you. You have the counselor and the guide. Your problem is you are not willing to walk in obedience. Jesus walked in obedience even to the point of the death, the cross. It says, have this mind among yourselves, which was in Christ Jesus. Jesus faced betrayal. If you go around this room this morning and you ask anybody, most people hate betrayal. They hate being stabbed in the back. So there's probably some people here this morning haven't even forgiven the people that had stabbed them in the back. God, Jesus, the Messiah, had a close disciple because he was among the 12. And he went and get a little cash to betray him. But Jesus said to Judas, Luke 22, verse 48, would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss? Do you want to, do you really want to live the resurrected life? You have to remember, sometimes not everyone that is with you is with you. I remember I worked at Sears and I was the manager and I hired this young man, give him a chance. He had a monitoring bracelet from the government on his legs. Hired him. He was very good, talked nice, and he did a good job. And he would do stuff like, he would say, I know you're a Christian. I know you want to go to church. Don't worry. You go to church, I'll handle business here. You go ahead and do that. And I would go to church. And then he was having a baby, and he would say to me, look, my mother-in-law, I don't want to even be there when the mother-in-law is there, so don't give me any time off. Just put me to work. And that's what I did. Well, one day I get called in the office, and they said, how come you're letting him work the Sundays like that? And when he had his baby, you didn't give him any time off. But when your wife came home after a month in Michigan, you took a few days off. All the time he was telling me to do stuff, he was going and reported that it wasn't his idea. I was being stabbed in the back, and I eventually lost my job. Not everybody
that's with you is with you. And I praise God today, I hold nothing against him. How do we get to the resurrection life? We have to face our greatest trials with prayer. We have to face our greatest trials with prayer. Some of you here this morning is going through some trials that some of us don't even know about. But you must face your greatest trials with prayer. When you handle it on your own, you're not looking forward to living the resurrecting life. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 39. And going a little further, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. And he came to his disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, so could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Again, for a second time, he went away and prayed. My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done. And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same words again. How do you handle those trials and temptation that comes your way that you feel so heavy a burden? How do you handle it? Jesus handled it with prayer. And when you pray, you must be able to say, God, what ever you want, I want. Lord, I have pain in my knees. I need you to take it because I still want to walk around and dance around. But if you don't take it, that's fine. Because not my will, your will. Lord, my eyes are going. I can't see too good. I want you to take it. I want to see. I need 20/20 vision. But Lord, not my will. Your will be done. Jesus prayed, but he was not delivered from the greatest trial of his life. There was no deliverance from what he was about to face because it was about to bring the greatest victory the world has ever seen. Sometimes we don't experience the resurrected life because we are not willing to do the will of the Father. When you get to the place that all you want is the way you see it, you are saying, God, my way or the highway? But if you want to walk in the resurrected life, you must do the will of the Father. And it's not always going to be easy. Sometimes you face it alone. Peter said, Lord, though they all fall away, I'll be right there with you. You don't have to worry about a thing. I got your back. And when the time came, there was no one. He was alone. This last point, I want you to listen to it very carefully. Because I think we falter right here a lot. Jesus, on his way to experience the resurrection, forgave. Jesus was all alone. While he was still feeling the pain of the beating, while he was still feeling the effects of carrying the cross, while the nails were still in his hands and feet, and the thorns were still on his head, blood flowing, still in pain, he whispers this word, Father, forgive him. Do you all really want to walk in the resurrection life? Do you all really want to walk in the resurrected life? You better learn how to forgive. You know, sometimes we say, okay, wait a minute. I got to get the pain subside a little bit because it's kind of hurting too much. Do you know while Jesus is on the cross, the way he was, he had to lift himself to take a breath, which caused even more pain. It was painful to take a breath. Crucifixion is one of the most cruel ways a person could die. And within the pain of the people who've been doing it to him, he is still in the process of feeling the pain. He is still in the process of the crucifixion. He is still there, but yet he can say, Father, forgive them. Some of us take too long to give forgiveness. Let's learn from Jesus. Don't carry it with you. You cannot live the resurrected life without dying. You see, all those things that were coming up from leaving heaven, putting down his majestic robe, putting on the form of flesh, that's dying. Washing the disciples' feet as a servant, that's dying. Praying when you know the greatest time of pain is coming upon you, but yet accepting the Father's will, that's dying. The only way to die is submit to the will of the Father. What is the will of the Father? Have this mind in yourself, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Father, let us see today that we can live the resurrected life. Because I said, if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, Father, we have the Spirit of God living in us, your Spirit. Help us, O God, to live the resurrected life. Let us not only look forward to the day when we see you face to face. Let us look forward to tomorrow, because we can live a resurrected life now. Let us be able, O God, to have the mind of Christ and empty ourselves of self, selfishness, and allow Holy Spirit to have his way as we walk in obedience to the will of our Heavenly Father. And Father, we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, today, 4 o'clock.